Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Donald Trump says things are very much on track after a conversation a short time ago with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In a post on his social media platform Truth Social, President Trump said the phone call lasted about an hour and mostly focused on the details of yesterday's call between Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin. A short time ago, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt gave this update on the conversation between Mr. Zelensky and Mr. Trump.
President Zelensky thanked President Trump for a productive start for the work of the Ukrainian and American teams in Jeddah on March 11th. The meeting of the senior officials from both nations significantly helped in moving toward ending the war. President Zelensky thanked President Trump for the support of the United States, especially the Javelin missiles that President Trump was first to provide, and his efforts towards peace. The leaders agreed Ukraine and America will continue working together to bring about a real end to the war, and that lasting peace under President Trump's leadership can be achieved. President Trump fully briefed President Zelensky on his conversation with Putin and the key issues discussed. They reviewed the situation in Kursk and agreed to share information closely between their defense staffs as the battlefield situation evolved.
Well, joining us for more on this in Washington, D.C. is our correspondent Simon Marks. Hi, Simon.
Hello, Corin.
So, it's quite difficult to get a handle on exactly what's happening here. Is progress being made or not?
Well, it is difficult to get a handle on whether progress is being made, because as you heard there from Karoline Leavitt, so much of that statement that's been issued jointly by Secretary of State Marco Rubio and the National Security Advisor Mike Waltz appears to be designed to make sure that President Trump is conveying to the world how thankful Volodymyr Zelensky has been to the United States, thankful for the support. This, of course, after that disastrous meeting in the Oval Office 2.5 weeks ago, when Zelensky was condemned by Vice President J.D. Vance and then by President Trump for failing to be sufficiently thankful to the United States for all the support it has given. Now, what we know is from this statement that technical teams are going to meet in Saudi Arabia in the coming days, we think on Sunday, to discuss the possibility of broadening the 30-day ceasefire to which Vladimir Putin appears to have agreed. And that's only an agreement not to go after Ukrainian energy infrastructure, broadening it to include a maritime ceasefire, as the statement puts it, on the way to a full ceasefire. The leaders today agreed this could be the first step towards the full end of the war. But it's a long journey to get that first step taken, because in the phone call that took place on Tuesday between Vladimir Putin and President Trump, the Russian leader made it absolutely clear that any kind of expanded fuller ceasefire, like the one to which Zelensky has already committed himself, involves, from a Russian perspective, the neutering of Ukraine. No more military assistance being provided by the United States, no opportunity for Ukraine to move its troops around the country or even train them, an end to intelligence sharing by the United States and its European allies. The White House press secretary today said that for the moment, intelligence is going to continue to be shared with Ukraine. But on that issue with Putin pushing for an end to all military assistance by the United States and Europe, that's going to be a non-starter for European allies and for Zelensky himself. So that demand by Vladimir Putin itself seems to suggest that it's going to be quite a long diplomatic haul to get to a broader ceasefire.
Where is Zelensky at with this? What leverage does he and Ukraine have? Is it Russia setting the terms here?
Well, it's the Trump administration seeking to set the terms, and Vladimir Putin and his conversation with Donald Trump on Tuesday, making it clear that wherever possible, he's going to drive a wedge between the United States and its European allies, because he sees the door is already ajar to that. There was something else in this statement that was announced by Caroline Leavitt at the White House today, a bit of a head-spinning moment. Take a listen to this.
President Trump also discussed Ukraine's electrical supply and nuclear power plants. He said that the United States could be very helpful in running those plants with its electricity and utility expertise. American ownership of those plants would be the best protection for that infrastructure and support for Ukrainian energy infrastructure.
American ownership of Ukraine's nuclear and electricity power plants appears to be the proposal from President Trump. There was no word in that statement about how Volodymyr Zelensky responded to it, but it's a fresh indication to the Ukrainian leader that if you want to advance things with this White House, everything's got to be transactional. And most things are about money.
The Kursk region has been another issue of contention as well, with Russia and then Trump talking about this idea that the Ukrainian troops were encircled and that they were about to be wiped out. Was that was mentioned? I mean, what's going on there?
Well, Donald Trump insisted that he scored a victory with Vladimir Putin yesterday on that issue about the Ukrainian soldiers that President Trump says are encircled in the Kursk region. It is mentioned briefly in this statement after the Zelensky phone call today. They reviewed the situation in Kursk and agreed to share information closely as the battlefield situation evolves. I mean, what's also interesting is that President Trump agreed to work with President Zelensky to help him find additional air defense systems, particularly any that might be available in Europe. So that's an indication that perhaps on the battlefield, President Trump wants to assist Zelensky. He, of course, has been saying that he has negotiated the safe return of Ukrainian troops that he says are surrounded by Russian forces in Ukraine. But there's no direct mention of that in this statement.
All right, Simon. Well, Donald Trump has said, of course, famously that he would get this peace deal on day one. That's not happening. Do you, just finally, I mean, in terms of the political pressure, I mean, will he be worried that this is clearly not going to take, well, this is going to take a long time and be very complicated, as probably most experts would have suggested?
Yeah, I mean, on the day one claim, Donald Trump now, he was asked about that in an interview on Fox News the other day and said, well, actually, he was speaking sarcastically when he said he could solve everything on day one. But there's no question that this is a much more detailed, nuanced series of conversations that are going to have to occur than I think President Trump ever envisaged. And to some degree, that helps understand the blow up with Zelensky in the Oval Office a couple of weeks ago, because, you know, faced with the alternative of going behind the scenes and engaging in those nuanced and detailed conversations, or simply giving the Ukrainian leader a drubbing in the Oval Office, President Trump went for the latter and then made it clear that the former, the detailed negotiations, were going to fall to people like Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Mike Waltz, the National Security Advisor, and Steve Witkoff, his special envoy. And again, if you come back to this statement that Rubio and Waltz have issued, it's clear that the wording of it is designed to appeal to Donald Trump by showing to him just how grateful Volodymyr Zelensky has been for everything up until now. It's designed to keep this process on the road.
Thank you very much for the update, Washington DC correspondent Simon Marks.